Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Fred Nolan, the Executive Director of the Minnesota Rural Education Association. Welcome to the program, Fred.
Thank you.
So we are going to talk a bit about some of the nitty-gritties as it relates to the proposed special session, which hasn't happened yet. What does your organization see as being vital in the discussion?
Well, what's vital is that farmers in 266 Minnesota school districts are waiting for this special session to pass the tax bill, House File 848, which was pocket vetoed by Governor Dayton a couple weeks ago. It includes a 40% tax credit for all school facility bonded debt starting in 2015. This is bonds that districts have passed prior. As bonds they may be passing in the future, and it rebalances, it creates a fairer balance between the state and local communities over who pays for the needed school facilities for children. So this is very important. MREA worked very hard with the farm groups, the corn producers, the soybean producers, the Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, the Ag Growth Council. This was one of their number one priorities. And we work together, and it's in the bill, and it was pocket vetoed. $44 million savings across the entire state of Minnesota annually.
And what does that mean? I mean, to these, you know, you represent over 200 school districts. What does it mean to them?
Well, it means to them that farmers can actually have a civic conversation with other school leaders about the needed school facilities. The average school facility in the state of Minnesota was built prior to 1976. That's prior to the digital revolution, and we're trying to educate the 21st century workforce in buildings that pretty much many of them will qualify for an AARP card. And it's that mismatch. 25 districts ran bond elections of some kind this spring. In rural Minnesota, only 28% passed, because there's so many districts, 288 of them, the entire effort is local. And that's a lot of burden to put on local communities. Especially when you realize that in one-third of our Minnesota school districts, over half the value is in ag land. Half the cost of those bonds is going to be borne by the farmers. And that's the case we made to the legislature about creating a fairer balance between the state and the locals, that farmers and local communities should not have to pay that much of a burden for children that are going to be educated and then move to the cities or someplace else to get a job. And they got it. They really got it. It was passed overwhelmingly in the Senate and the House. And unfortunately, it's tied up in the issues around the bonding bill, transit, transportation, and that's really derailing this beneficial tax reduction across the state of Minnesota.
All right. Well, best wishes on your efforts to encourage a special session. Fred Nolan is the Executive Director of the Minnesota Rural Education Association. He's been our guest today on Rural Minnesota Radio, and we thank you very much for your time, Fred.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.